नमस्कार म श्रीधर बस्नेतको नेपाली भाषाको रेडियो कार्यक्रम हाम्रो चौतारीबाट सम्पूर्ण आदरणीय श्रोताहरूमा हार्दिक स्वागत र अभिवादन। आजको तिथि मितिमा श्रोताहरू डिसेम्बर महिनाको 26 तारिक सन् 2025 र नेपाली क्यालेण्डर अनुसार पौष महिनाको 11 गते 2082 साल र तिथिमा पुष शुक्ल षष्ठी तिथि परेको छ र आज शुक्रबार हो। हिजो क्रिसमस डे थियो र आज बक्सिङ डे पनि परेको छ। सन् 2025 को यो क्रिसमस डेको अवसरलाई लिएर सम्पूर्ण क्रिश्चियन धर्मावलम्बीहरूमा हाम्रो चौतारीको तर्फबाट हार्दिक शुभकामना व्यक्त गर्दछौ। न्यूजील्याण्ड नेपालीज एसोसिएसनले सञ्चालनमा ल्याइरहेको नेपाली भाषाको यो हाम्रो चौतारी कार्यक्रम प्लानेट एफएमको 104.6 सुनिरहनु भएको छ र यो कार्यक्रमलाई हरेक शुक्रबार साँझ 6:50 7:20 प्रसारणमा ल्याइन्छ र अनलाइन पनि सुन्न सकिन्छ planetaudio.org.nz गएर। नेपालतिर पनि राजनीतिक उथलपुथल अर्थात् सांसद विघटन र त्यसले निम्त्याएका केही राजनीतिक संकटहरू निकै मडारिरहेका छन्। खास गरी यो जेएनजी आन्दोलनपछि आन्दोलनबाट बनेको सरकारले आफूलाई चुनाव गराउने अभिभारा लिएको छ। यताउताको चर्चा धेरै गर्दैनौ। गीत संगीतको साथै आजको कार्यक्रममा हामी प्रस्तुत गर्दैछौ एउटा कुराकानी। यो कुराकानी 15 अगाडि अर्थात् सन् 2010 क्रिसमसकै समयमा गरिएको थियो। नेपाली समुदायसँग त्यस बेला अत्यन्तै निकट रहनुभएका अकल्यान्डको ग्लेन इडनमा बस्नुहुने जोसेलिन हिन्टनसँग कुराकानी भएको थियो। त्यति बेला जति बेला उहाँ हाम्रा हरेक कार्यक्रमहरूमा आउनुहुन्थ्यो र नेपालीहरूसँग घुलमिल भएर कुराकानी गर्नुहुन्थ्यो, खेलकुद लगायत सांस्कृतिक कार्यक्रमहरूमा पनि सहभागी हुनुहुन्थ्यो, नेपाली भेषभूषा लगाएर आउनुहुन्थ्यो र आफूलाई आज नेपाली भएको भनेर गर्व पनि गर्नुहुन्थ्यो। क्रिसमसको समयमा उहाँले नेपाली समुदायलाई सम्झेर कार्यक्रममा निमन्त्रणा गर्नुहुन्थ्यो। अकल्यान्डमा रहनुहुने पुराना धेरै नेपाली समुदायका साथीहरू बीच उहाँ लोकप्रिय पनि हुनुहुन्थ्यो। अहिले उहाँ हाम्रो सम्पर्कमा हुनुहुन्न, सायद वृद्धावस्थाको कारणले पनि हुन सक्छ। उहाँको सुस्वास्थ्यको कामना गर्दछौ। क्रिसमसकै अवसर परेको हुँदा उहाँसँग गरिएको अर्थात् जोसेलिन हिन्टनसँग गरिएको कुराकानी सान्दर्भिक नै हुन्छ भन्ने मनसायका साथ यो अन्तर्वार्ता आजको कार्यक्रममा पुनः प्रसारण गरिरहेका छौ। कार्यक्रमको शुरूआत मनोरञ्जनबाट गरौं एउटा सुमधुर गीतबाट उदय सोताङको आवाजमा।
हजार जुनी सम्मा खोजी बसे तिमीलाई माया मेरो युग युग सम्मा तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई ओ, 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 ओ तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई हजार जुनी सम्मा खोजी बसे तिमीलाई माया मेरो युग युग सम्मा तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई ओ, 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 ओ तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई हजार जुनी सम्मा कहिले नहुने भो कस्तो माया हो मिलन कहिले नहुने भो कस्तो माया हो समझाना संग बचनो पड़ने कस्तो यो बेदरना हो समझाना संग बचनो पड़ने कस तो यो बेदना हो हजार जुनी सम्मा खोजी बसे तिमीलाई माया मेरो योग योग सम्मा तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई ओ, 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 ओ तिमीलाई दिए हजार जुन सम्मा छोटो जीवन लामो यात्रा यो तिमी बिना अधूरो अधूरो हो छोटो जीवन लामो यात्रा यो तिमी बिना अधूरो अधूरो घाम लागेको दिनमा पर्ने जीवन अध्यारै अध्यारो घाम लागेको दिनमा पर्ने जीवन अध्यारै अध्यारो हजार जुनी सम्मा खोजी बसे तिमीलाई माया मेरो योग योग सम्मा तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई ओ, 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 ओ तिमीलाई दिए तिमीलाई हजार जुनी सम्मा
For your kind information, this interview was recorded in 2010. That means 15 years before.
Today for Kurakani talk program, we have with us a very well-known friend of ours in New Zealand. She is very popular among all Nepalese people in Auckland. She is Jocelyn Hinton. Jocelyn, namaste and welcome to our program, Hamro Chautari.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Namaste.
Thank you very much. First of all, Jocelyn, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Jocelyn, you have been very familiar with all Nepalese in Auckland, especially in Auckland, from the very beginning. Could you please tell us in brief how you got interest in Nepal and you happened to become a very close friend to the Nepalese people? How did it happen?
Sridhar, how can you expect me to be brief? But I'll try. Well, I owe my love of the mountains to my parents, actually. My father made me my very first pair of skis and taught me how to ski.
Mm-hmm.
I spent many seasons on Ruapehu and later was part of the Auckland University skiing team. One of my childhood dreams was to visit the Mount Everest region, and in 2000 I joined a Kiwi group to trek from Jerry into the Solar Kumbu. I didn't quite get to base camp, about half a day's way, walk away, I think. But my porter guide and I had a wonderful time meeting people and visiting the hospital and school that Ed Hillary set up.
Mm-hmm.
We also sampled scrumptious apple turnover at the world's highest bakery and doing other exciting things. By the time I'd reached Numpty Bazaar on my 65th birthday, I'd fallen hopelessly in love with the hill people, including the porters. I found everyone was so friendly and hospitable and unspoilt. When I arrived back in Kathmandu, I'd found that I'd lost my passport, and I'd had to send to India to get another one. Being musical myself, I naturally gravitated to the musicians out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They invited me to their headquarters and taught me the sarangi and flute. The shopkeepers were also good to me.
Mm-hmm.
By this time, Nepal had totally captivated me, and I just had to return. In 2001, I taught English to the Nepali staff at INF for 4 months and trekked the Annapurnas.
Okay.
At INF, I had to learn Nepali language and dress the Nepali way. I made a lot of friends, some of whom invited me to stay at their villages. When I came back to New Zealand in 2000, my Indian friend in the photographic shop in Glen Eden told me that there was a Nepali couple in the dairy along the road who were happy for me to visit. I spent a lot of happy times with them until they moved to the North Shore. It was through them that I became a member of the Nepal Society. Later, I also became a member of the New Nepali Association, as I had friends in both organizations.
That's good. Thank you, Jocelyn. You had a very good experience in Nepal, and you have been influenced by the way of Nepalese life and very simplicity of Nepalese people.
Absolutely.
From the time we know you, you have been a very nice and cooperative friend of Nepalese community in New Zealand. It is your greatness that you come and attend all our programs whenever we invite you. How do you feel? One very particular, particular question I'm eager to know from you. How do you feel when we all Nepalese speak in our own language and you don't understand all what we talk about, though you keep listening without feeling bored? What such factors make you attached with Nepalese community? Well, how you explain it?
Well, ma ada Nepali ho.
Ada Nepali ho. We agree with you.
I listen because I want to learn, and I just like their company.
Yeah.
People come and talk to me in English,
uh-huh.
though I'd like to understand more of the conversations going on around me.
Uh-huh.
I like the intelligent conversations I have. Sometimes we solve the problems of the world, especially in Nepal. We get to share some of our dreams. I have two dreams. One is to see the Nepalese people living in peace and the children grow and be educated. And now that I'm getting older and can't trek to the same extent, I'd love to go by helicopter to the base camps at Kanchenjunga, Everest, Machu Picchu, and Annapurna.
That is your dream. I hope it will be fulfilled.
Well, maybe.
Protaru Kurakani ko pachillo amsa sunaunu bhanda agadi ekchin manoranjan garau yo mitho geet bata.
La 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 la. Come on.
गाईको दुध सँगै कोदोको ढिँडो खान्थ्यो चौरी गाईको दुध सँगै आस्थ्यो बोल्थ्यो इसाराले गुराँसको फुल सँगै कता गयो कहाँ गयो यो मनमा छैन ती आज भोलि भेटै हुन्न बढ्दै गाछ झन्झन ओ आज भोलि भेटै हुन्न बढ्दै गाछ झन्झन हिन्दुलीमा घाम लाग्यो रमाइलो आफ्नै गाउँ आफ्नै ठाउँ लाग्छ नि रमाइलो ओ आफ्नै गाउँ आफ्नै ठाउँ लाग्छ नि रमाइलो माया फेवा कालैमा गाउँ घरकी कान्छी नेपाली जातैमा माया फेवा कालैमा गाउँ घरकी कान्छी नेपाली जातैमा सुरै मिठो मादलको थाल सारङ्गीको सुरै मिठो मादलको थाल यही बेलामा आटा कान्छे जोबन ढल्की जाला वारी डाँडा पारी हिमाल नाच्यो झापे सारी छोडी गयो भने मलाई मन बुझाउ कसरी छोडी गयो भने मलाई मन बुझाउ कसरी हिन्दुलीमा घाम लाग्यो घामैलो हिन्दुलीमा घाम लाग्यो घामैलो आफ्नै गाउँ आफ्नै ठाउँ लाग्छ नि रमाइलो ओ आफ्नै गाउँ आफ्नै ठाउँ लाग्छ नि रमाइलो माया फेवा कालैमा गाउँ घरकी कान्छी नेपाली जातैमा माया फेवा कालैमा गाउँ घरकी कान्छी
Jocelyn, we now move to different topic. We know you understand and you speak Nepali. Tapai Nepali bujhnu huncha ra bolnu huncha ho?
Ma alialin Nepali bolchu.
Ani tapai Nepali padhnu huncha?
Ma Devanagari script padhnu sakchu.
Good. Jocelyn, you have your Nepalese name too, we heard. Can you say what is your Nepalese name?
Oh, my friends gave me the name Rajkumari.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering whether that's a good thing now that there's not a king anymore. And some people have suggested that I should have another name. So my second name that I was given is Tara.
Oh, as long as the name is concerned, I think Rajkumari is equally valid. But Tara is a very good name too.
I like it because they said that I shine and sparkle.
Yeah.
That's why they gave it. The musicians gave me that name.
Definitely, you deserve this name too. Rajkumari ji or Tara ji, can you sing some Nepali song? Actually speaking, we have heard you singing in this on stage sometimes before. Can you sing few lines of the song, the Nepali song which you like most?
You mean say my special song?
Of course, it is your special song, and we like from your voice.
Resam fere, resam fere. O tera shanke tadam panchong resam fere. Ek nale bondok, dream ale bondok, mrikale takeko, mrikale maile takako, hoina maile takeko, resam fere, resam fere. O tera shanke tadam panchong resam fere. Kora lai kote kote, biro rala suone. Jatimro hamro maya piti topo tomo kone. Resen piriri, resen piriri. O tara shankito tamo ponchon resen piriri.
There you go.
The song, the Nepali song that I would have chosen, which I've just sung.
Oh, yeah.
Has already been played at the beginning, but it's become my signature song. But since it's Christmas soon, I would like very much to play a lovely Christmas song that means so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the night that Jesus was born. And it's the bit in the third verse, which is very special to me.
Okay.
And I love Jesus so much, so I'd like to read it first as the words are not very clear.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Mm-hmm. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name, all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful chorus we shall raise. Let all within us praise his holy name. So that's in the third verse.
Okay. Mm. Jocelyn, it has been very nice to have interview or kurakani with you. On behalf of Nepali radio program Hamro Chautari, we would like to thank you for the time you gave us, your interesting experience on Nepal and Nepalese people. We hope you'll remain our very good friend forever. Once again, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And thank you very much being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Dhanyabad.
Dere dere dhanyabad. Thank you.
यो थियो हाम्रा समुदायका अनन्य मित्र तथा हितैषी जोसलिन हिन्टनसँग ठिक 15 वर्ष अगाडि गरिएको कुराकानी। अब एकछिन मनोरञ्जन गरौँ यो मिठो नेपाली लोक धुन सुनेर। श्रोताहरूले कार्यक्रम हाम्रो चौतारी सुनिरहनु भएको छ र यति बेला हामी कार्यक्रमको अन्तिमतिर आइसकेका छौँ। अहिले क्रिसमसको माहौल रमाइलो चलिरहेको छ, फेरि पनि मेरी क्रिसमस व्यक्त गर्दै विकेन्ड यहाँको सुखमय रमाइलोसँग बितोस् यही कामना गर्दै एउटा लोक दोहोरी गीत यहाँहरूको मनोरञ्जनको लागि प्रस्तुत गर्दै अर्को शुक्रबारसम्मका लागि छुट्टिने अनुमति चाहन्छौ। नमस्कार।